This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In retail coffee, you got, and I'm talking just in terms of scale here, not necessarily quality, but in terms of scale, you got Starbucks, and then you got everybody else. And increasingly, when you talk Starbucks, you're talking about the company's mobile app. Last quarter, more than 25% of all Starbucks transactions in the United States were made, either ordered or paid using the app. So there's a whole lot of money making its way through it, on credit cards specifically, obviously. Wherein lies the peril? Vanessa Wong is the deputy business editor at BuzzFeed News. She's got a tale to tell. Vanessa, good to talk to you again.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Tell me what happened with your Starbucks card.
So this was a really weird one. I was actually just finishing up a story about how there was a data breach at Chipotle, of Chipotle's payment system. Mm-hmm. And as I was publishing that, I got this email alert from Starbucks thanking me for my $100 reload on my Starbucks app, which clearly wasn't me because I was writing a story about Chipotle's security issues. So I freaked out and I checked my app and it showed a $100 reload tied to a stored credit card on my account, mm-hmm. and three separate purchases that had basically emptied out the entire balance of my account at some Starbucks in San Diego,
which is
I'm based in New York. So,
well, right. So, and that's a key point. So first of all, that's a whole lot of coffee to be buying. But second of
so
all,
much coffee.
Yeah, it's not like this is a new thing with Starbucks, right? This is a known security flaw that they have. Tell us about that.
So exactly. So this is not a new issue for Starbucks at all. They call it an account takeover, or an ATO if you're in the industry. And basically what happens is the bad guys, which several security experts have referred to them as bad guys, basically find your logins from other people who steal them, and then they use them in other accounts and hijack your account. And this happened with many Starbucks customers back in 2015. And at the time, Starbucks issued this, you know, statement that you really shouldn't use the same username and password across accounts. So just change that immediately.
Wait, so it's our fault, right? I mean, that's basically what they were saying.
It is, based on Starbucks' response, in some way, our own fault for not changing up our passwords and logins enough. In this age, we have so many accounts. You basically need an account to do every single thing in your life.
Right.
And there are so many requirements at this point between using caps and exclamation points and like other things, you know, like that. I think at some point you do end up reusing some of your passwords and logins.
As we get ever increasingly mobile in this economy, as we can do more and more with our phones, how worried ought we be then?
So after my account was hijacked, I was really worried. You know, I think at this point, it's, you know, really not worth the risk in order for me to pay for my coffee with my mobile phone.
But then you have to stand in line, right? That's the catch. That's the trade-off. You can order with your app and go in and pick it up, assuming that they've got that mobile thing figured out. But then you have to stand in line if you don't use the app.
I feel like in the spectrum of bad things that can happen to me, standing in line is not that horrible.
Fair enough. Vanessa Wong, she's a deputy business editor at BuzzFeed News. Vanessa, thanks.
Thank you.